You are listening to the program Hadith of the Day on Iran Radio with Sheikh Danish, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Dear brothers and sisters, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah, and welcome to this episode of the Hadith of the Day. Let's talk about something real, something many of us feel, even if we don't say it out loud: emptiness. Imagine this, a 22-year-old student, smart, supported by family, doing fine in school. But inside, he says, it's like I'm walking in a void. I have no goal, no reason to be here, I'm just alive. That's it. Sound familiar? Imam Ali alayhi salam once said, blessed is the one who knows where they came from, where they are, and where they're going. So meaning comes from asking, who am I? Why am I here? And where am I going? In the Quran, God asks, did you think we created you without purpose, and that you would not return to us? That verse hits deep, because meaninglessness isn't the truth, it's a misunderstanding. The universe is not random. We are not accidents. Dr. Viktor Frankl, author of Man's Search for Meaning, said, what we really crave is not pleasure or power, but meaning. Without it, even the most comfortable life feels like torture. Psychologists today say, no meaning is existential anxiety plus hidden depression. And sociologically, in today's world, we're trained to measure our worth by what we have. How many followers, how much wealth, what are we wearing, where did you travel, and so on. But faith and real identity are about who we become, not what we collect. When your worth depends on external things, feeling empty is inevitable. So when people shared a meaningful mission, looking at the history, like in the early days of Islam or during the stand of Karbala, they had hope, strength, and direction. But when meaning faded, like in the corrupt luxury of later empires, society fell into decay. So here is the truth. If you feel empty, it means your soul is hungry for meaning, and God is the ultimate source of meaning. You weren't born just to survive. You were born to grow, to inspire, to reach something higher. So let's make it real. Reflect on the big question, who am I? Why am I here? Pursue things that give your life meaning, helping, learning, creating, praying, and loving. Things that are, you know, refer back to Allah. Spend time with people who live with purpose. And finally, ask God to fill your heart with light, His light. O Allah, place light in our hearts. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
You just listened to the program Hadith of the Day on Iran Radio with Sheikh Danish, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin وآل محمد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد.